Now, let us give our attention to Brother Ed Johnson, the elder in the Wainwright congregation and a pioneer for 20 years, as he presents the next part on this symposium, Imitate Not the Cowards, but the Courageous, not Urijah, but Jeremiah.
So if you could please turn with me in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 26. What we'd like to do is read about a prophet of Jehovah, Urijah, and he has a message to give to King Jehoiakim. Now, interestingly, it's described as words like Jeremiah's. So Urijah is giving words like Jeremiah. What does that mean? It actually means that they were bold words, strong words. But it was in order to cause the audience to reform or to change their actions. Let's see the response, though, in Jeremiah chapter 26 with King Jehoiakim. So notice in verse 21, just the first part there, it says, King Jehoiakim and all his mighty men and all the princes heard his words, and the king sought to put him to death. So his response after hearing Jehovah's words was kill the messenger. What was Urijah's actions or response to hearing this? Well, notice in the latter part of that verse, now it says, when Urijah heard of it, he at once became afraid and prayed? No. It says, and he fled to Egypt. How sad. He allowed the fear of man to control his actions. Now, Jesus even told us that there would be times when we would face persecution and it would be appropriate to flee, but not to leave or abandon Jehovah and our assignment. So the Bible tells us that those who trust in Jehovah will be protected. Now, let's continue on in that in those verses 22 and 23 of Jeremiah chapter 26 and see what happened to Urijah. Reads there, then King Jehoiakim sent Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and other men with him to Egypt. They brought Urijah from Egypt and took him to King Jehoiakim, who then struck him down with the sword and cast his dead body into the graveyard of the common people. How sad. Because he lost Jehovah's protection because he quit doing Jehovah's will. How can we overcome then that fear of man? Actually, it's with proper fear of Jehovah. You see, even Jeremiah, he struggled with fear of man. Remember when he made the expression, I'm but a boy. Or there's the other one where he mentioned that he felt like he was being jeered or laughed at all day long. But when his life was threatened in the past and in the future, he did not abandon his assignment. And you see, Jehovah protected him. In fact, he sent ones to help him, to come to his aid. We think, too, of in Jeremiah 36 and 26, where it makes the expression that Jehovah kept him concealed. No doubt, his meditating on Jehovah's dealings with the Israelites, using his power to save his people. Remember the Red Sea? The Egyptians come after them, they're destroyed. Jehovah used his great power to save them. What about when he held the sun still so Gideon could take care of the army, the enemy? So Jehovah uses his power for his people. And Jeremiah no doubt felt that. And it's expressed for us actually in Jeremiah chapter 20. Now let's turn there. We will see Jeremiah's expression here of Jehovah, a confidence in Jehovah's ability to rescue him. So Jeremiah chapter 20. And verse 11, and then verse 13. It says, but Jehovah was with me, like a fearsome warrior. That is why those persecuting me will stumble and will not prevail. Then verse 13, sing to Jehovah, praise Jehovah, for he has rescued the poor one from the hand of the evildoers. Yes, he was confident in Jehovah's ability to rescue him. You know, it's just like a father and a mad dog comes running at the child or at them. He's going to protect his child. Jehovah will protect us. Looking to Jehovah in the face of persecution, we can have confidence in His ability to deliver us. This will help us to get rid of that fear of man, which is a snare. The lesson, what you want to take note of, what you want to pay attention to is this. Proper fear of Jehovah will help us to have courage to overcome improper fear of man. Now in the following dramatization, please take note of how two young witnesses deal with fear of man.
Kevin and I were having a great morning. We met a lot of nice people. But then we saw those same kids from school. Kevin said that we should just leave and that we didn't need any trouble. At that point, I could feel my palms starting to sweat. But I knew I'd have to face them again. Then I thought about Jeremiah. I recently did some personal study on him. And when threatened, he bravely told his opposers, "I am in your hand." He stayed the course. I want to stay the course. They said, "We told you to stop forcing your stupid ideas on people." But I told them I wasn't going anywhere. Then he just laughed and said I wasn't worth it.
Isn't it true that none of us like to be mocked, bullied, or persecuted? How can we cultivate then the courage to deal with these situations? A couple of points to keep in mind. Strengthen our reverence for Jehovah. So what does that mean? Well, we don't want to displease Him. In fact, reverence carries the idea of showing honor. We trust Jehovah. When He says, "I'll be there to protect you," we believe Him, just like that father would protect his child. We also need to deepen our spirituality. Deepen carries the idea that, well, it requires work because we got to dig down. We have to dig into the Bible, to Jehovah's Word, and that will help us too. And here's a key point to keep in mind. You see, building our faith and our hope builds courage. So building our faith and our hope builds courage. And as the words of Psalm 27 highlight, Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear?